Well, let's stop there. Tell me about your comfort zone. Well, I mean, what is a comfort zone? I mean, look around the room. I mean, do you see anything called a comfort zone? Or what is a comfort zone? I mean, I have no idea what one is. So if you
even though it might not be the most pleasant things, what I know. So
okay.
That becomes more acceptable
To you.
To me.
Oh.
Then
okay.
Maybe for sharing.
Because
actually I know that would be better.
Yeah, that's good. All right, so I like that. So if I can understand you correctly, you have suffering within you, but you're familiar with it, so therefore it's okay. It's comfortable. But it's still, it's comfortably uncomfortable. And the idea of, right, and the idea of doing something else that may make you uncomfortable is uncomfortable to you. But you're somebody who has just told me that you are an expert in being comfortable with uncomfortability. I mean, is that not true? I mean, you say you have emotions or ways of being that are within you that you've had for decades and that you have learned how to be comfortable with them as you become more familiar with them. So why wouldn't you go, wow, I'm pretty good at this uncomfortableness. Bring it on. I mean, sounds like you're pretty good at it. You know how to manage being uncomfortable. So what is so frightening about a new kind of uncomfortable experience to you, who's an expert at it? Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. But can I ask you a question? What is a construct in your mind? I mean, what does it look like? I mean, I've never seen one. I mean, just look right now. Do you see a construct in your mind? No. I'm asking you, like in reality, not just thought. But when you look into your mind right now for that construct that prevents you from doing something different, you say, it's a construct keeping me from doing it. And I said to you, I asked you, look right now, can you find that construct? Just look into your mind right now. Is it there? Well, I can feel like it's going to snow. Does that mean it's going to snow? I mean, we're not crazy here, Kevin. Okay, so I'm asking you a real question. That construct, which is keeping you from stepping out from what's familiar. Well, what's a fabrication, Kevin? What's a fabrication? Is a fabrication real? No. So you're held back from living the life the way you want to live by your own fabrications, which in your saner moments you go, it's just a fabrication. It's not real. There's nothing there. Is there a construct in your mind? Look, right now. Is there a thing called a construct? No. And yet you walk around talking crazy talk. Right? I got these constructs in my mind, and I have this comfort zone. But they don't really exist, do they? No. Why don't you be free? I mean, that's our craziness, can you see? You know, we live with our afflictions, we live with our habit energies, and we go, oh, I'm comfortable being affliction. I'm comfortable being unhappy. I'm comfortable, you know, nurturing anger and resentment and fear and despair and envy, you know. Oh, I'm comfortable with all that, right? But I'm really uncomfortable with doing something that might make happiness, create meaning, create closeness, connection. I mean, can you see how, that's why from a Buddha point of view, we're called crazy. You know, from a Buddhist point of view, the ordinary mind is called the topsy-turvy mind, which means it's just everything's upside down, right? You know, we're comfortable being uncomfortable, right? And we're uncomfortable with doing things that could really lead us to comfort. Right? I mean, that's kind of crazy.